Hey, good evening, everybody. So we are continuing here in the Shar Ha'atzlus of the Orchos Tzadikim. So we are up to Re'eh, right? Last time we did the seven levels of Atzlus and just how far a person will go in their laziness. So Re'eh, Eicho Atzel Rochok Mikol Amidos HaTovos Ve'eino Shova L'Klum L'Shlichus. So you see how far an Atzel is from all Midos Tovos, and he is a worthless Shaliach. Meaning, if you need to get something done, the Atzel is the worst person to go to get something done. Kichala she'enu shova l'shinayim, like vinegar to teeth, which the Gemara assumes is very bad for teeth. I don't know if dentists have confirmed this or not. It sounds like it would be good for teeth. I don't know. But the assumption that the Gemara is, that the Tanakh has, is that vinegar is very bad for teeth. Shenemar, kachometz l'shinayim uka'ashon le'enayim, keina atzel l'sholchav. Pesukim Mishlei says, like smoke to the eyes. That we know is bad. You ever, like near a campfire and the wind blows the wrong way and you get like smoke in your eye? That's very, very difficult. Smoke in the eyes, vinegar to teeth, so too an atzel to sholchav, an atzel to someone who sends him. What exactly is the mashal of that? Meaning, chometz l'shinayim, I imagine, does it hurt the teeth? Is it does it damage the teeth? Ashan le'inayim, it's painful when you have smoke in your eyes. So too, an atzel causes pain to the person that sends him? In what sense does he cause pain to someone who sends him to do a task or to get something done? So maybe it's the idea of the ashan le'inayim is the lack of clarity, a lack of certainty because you can't see, so you're not really sure where anything is and you don't have a clear path to anything. So you send someone to, you know, there's some people, you ask them to do something, it's as good as done. You can take it to the bank. You know that it's taken care of. You ask the atzel to do something, so you have to like ask him like 500 times, you have to follow up with him 1,000 times, and the more you annoy him, by the way, the atzel is most people. If you want something done, and myself definitely included, this is a good muster for me also, when people ask me to do something, whoever is most annoying will get my attention, because you know, and because I just want it to stop already, so you get it done. It's the only way it's going to stop, that they'll stop. Certainly we see this like in the shul, you know, where we're finishing up construction, you know, we moved in a while ago in the new shul, but to get anything done, like you have to email every day, like okay, are you taking care of this? I'm taking care of it today. So you know, the next morning, oh, so you took care of it already, you know, like you just have to keep on going at them over and over and over again, because otherwise you have no clarity that something is getting done. So maybe that's the Ashan Le'inayim, but I don't know how to understand the nimshal of chometz l'shinayim, because I don't understand the mashal. Meaning, it's very hard to know what the nimshal is if you don't understand the mashal. I'm not sure exactly what effect vinegar has on teeth, other than that it's a negative one, to then understand the nimshal of how that relates to the shaliach, to the mishaleach and the shaliach who's an atzel. So I'm not really sure what to do with that. I remember once someone published an article where it was like a small Dvar Torah publication that Yeshiva University used to publish on a weekly basis. And one of the members of the Kollel put out an article, and he gave a whole answer and a mashal based on some obscure English literature from 500 years ago or something like that. And you see from this Shakespearean, and it wasn't... Shakespeare's not obscure, but you know, you see from this this idea, and therefore, so I remember Shaftel was like very upset by it. He's like, he said the whole point of a mashal is that the mashal is supposed to be more moving than the nimshal. If you know, you need to get a PhD to understand the mashal, then that's not a good mashal. Meaning, a mashal is supposed to be more easily. That's the purpose of a mashal. If a concept is difficult to understand, you bring a mashal that's easy to understand, and then when you have the easy to understand mashal, now I understand the message you're trying to give me. Now I understand the nimshal. So over here, it's not Shlomo Melech's fault, it's my fault. I don't know what chometz l'shinayim is, but maybe if I understood the mashal a little bit better, I'd be able to understand the nimshal, but I don't really understand. But one of the basic concept we can get is that if you ask an atzel to do something, you have an idea? If we ask an atzel, anyone have like an orach tzaddik with commentary? Is there any... okay. English doesn't help, right? So... Okay, so if we understand the basic idea is that it's certainly not good to send an atzel to do something. I think they say, right, that if you want to get something done, you should send a busy person. Because busy people know how to get things done. And that's why they're busy. Meaning that's why people keep asking them to do things and they keep having a lot on their plate. What? You want to get something to do yourself, okay, but you know, sometimes you can't. But you know, the one is most likely to get something. You would think it's counterintuitive. A person is not doing anything all day anyway. You know, like someone who, let's say, my wife is the busiest person I know, right? She works full time and managing the family and kala classes and this, just a million things. And the Rebbe's in a shul, the whole, you know, everything. But she gets everything done. Like, you know, people who, there are plenty of. Men and women who don't really do much all day, you know, they're just hanging around. You know, you walk into, for anyone from the five towns, I don't walk into Toddy's around lunchtime, you know, like it doesn't seem that anyone's really doing much, you know, the chevra there, it doesn't seem like they're particularly busy. Those are not the people that you would want to ask to get something done, because, you know, after my coffee, I need to then sit down and eat my bagel properly, and they need to scoop it out the right way, and then I need to, you know, go and get my manicure, and then I need to, like, you know, like everything. So everything that has to get done becomes a big deal, like, because there's nothing, if someone doesn't have anything going on in their lives, so then when something happens, it's like a big deal. Oh, be able to do that, but like when you have a million big deals going on in your life, so nothing's a big deal. It's like, oh, okay, I did 10 things like this today, so I'll do that also. Yeah.
The Malbim explains on the Pasuk in
Oh, okay, yeah.
He says, that people eat vinegar to try and to wet their own appetite, but the vinegar would just damage their teeth and they wouldn't be able to chew the food that they ate.
Ah, so that's a good idea. Instead of nimshal, then.
Yeah. Easier,
very good. Right? So your chomets l'shinayim is that you're doing it for a toelas. You think it's going to help you. You think it's going to whet your appetite and you're going to be able to enjoy your food more. Everything is going to become better because you're putting the... But it's damaging your teeth. It's actually hurting you in a way. So you're going to send a shliach to go make everything better. You're going to send a shliach to go take care of something that needs to get taken care of. But you don't realize that if you would have done it yourself, yeah, you would have had the tircha of having to do it. But at least it would have gotten done by the deadline. You send the atzel to do it and it doesn't get done. And then you get a late fee, and then you get what, you know, whatever it is that needs to get done.
He says the same for Ashan Lashinayim. He says you're lighting
Ashan Lashinayim.
He says you're lighting lights in your house to get to know the way to go, but the smoke gets in.
Ah, okay, very good. Very good. So, right, you hear that? Ashan Leinayim is that where do you have smoke from? Because you lit a fire. Why did you have a fire? Because you're trying to light up your house. I mean, they didn't have electric lights, so you light up the house with you know, with kerosene lamps or whatever. And then so it's supposed to provide you with clarity, and instead it gets you nice. So that's very good. Nice Malbim. Vineemar, and keep the Malbim open because it looks like we have some more coming up. Vineemar. Tavas atzel timisenu, kimeanu yadav lasos, that the taiva of the atzel will be his downfall, will be his death, because his hands refuse to do. Meaning he's not used to doing things, so he doesn't get things done. Vineemar, chacham atzel be'enav mishiva mishive ta'am. Perusho shalzeh pasukachu. Okay, so now the Archos Zigmus is going to tell us what he thinks this pasuk means. Melech sheyesh lo ratzim ushluchim harbe. Let's say a king has a lot of people that are able to run errands for him. He's got a lot of runners and shluchim to take care of things. Va'asu kulam shlichus shel melech. And everyone does what they're supposed to do. They all follow through. V'gamei shivu dover lemelech k'shechazu mishlichusam. And when a shliach does a shlichus, he comes back and he reports, mission accomplished. Right, that's also a proper thing to do. That after you do what the person asks you to do, you say you text them, done, right, taken care of. I already did the shlichus. The echad me avdei hamelech haya ish atzel. Let's say one of the servants of the king happens to be a lazy person. Umar in lomar, so he says, I don't want to do this. The king is asking me to do all these things. Chola ani, I'm too sick today. Can't do it. I'm ill. So he thinks he's like he's beating the system, because the system has it that he would normally have to go do something, but now he can just call in sick. So he thinks it's going to be great. He calls in sick. V'nach v'ochel mishulchan amelech, and he rests and he enjoys whatever, you know. He's sick, so he has the king's chef making him chicken soup, and you know everyone's taking care of him because Nebuch, he's sick, so you know he's getting taken care of. And when he sees his friends that are tired, that are exhausted from all of their shlichus, everyone else comes back exhausted because they were running around for the king all day. This guy was sitting pretty all day, pretending to be sick. He was, relaxing in bed all day. He's like, I'm well rested, I'm relaxed, I'm well fed. And these people are all tired, they're all exhausted. I beat the system. But ushtusi biyado, it's idiotic what he just did. Tchsiv chazisa ish mahir b'malach l'lefnei malach misyatzav. So afkan amelach mishan gmul apikchim shayim mishivim lo tam amelach v'atzalo yachishlo. The king is going to ultimately trust those people that he sent to do things and got things done. And the guy who's always calling in sick, he's never going to trust to get anything done. Meaning, even if the king believes him that he's sick, a person, sometimes they'll have like an award for like a student who never missed a day of school, or in a workplace, they know that this person, no matter what, he's always there. He's always working. Well, you're going to blame the guy who has X number of sick days and uses all of them and actually claims to be sick in all those days. You're not going to blame him, but you also know that he's not the person that you can rely on. The person you can rely on is the person that's always there, and that makes an impression on somebody. I'm reminded of what Rabbi Reisman told us when we went a few weeks ago. I was on a meeting that I was just bored out of my mind recently, so I just put myself on mute and re-listened to the Rabbi Reisman thing. So because I had to have something that I could listen to with half an ear. So because in case they said Rabbi Leibowitz, you there? So I was listening. And by the way, Akiva, when you asked Rabbi Shenker the other night, you said, I really struggle with Tzipisa LeYeshua. So I thought that you were just being like such a mensch that like. You told him his topic is something that really bothered you. You just trying to, but like you actually asked Rabbi Reisman that 2 weeks ago. You said I really struggle with Tzipisa LeYeshua. So I didn't. So I'm not impressed anymore. What was he saying? Oh yeah, what did he say? He said that when he asked Talmidim that go into the workforce and they're like, I don't know what to do. I've been learning in yeshiva all my life. I don't know how to do whatever my boss is telling me to do in the nursing home or whatever other yeshivish industry. I don't know what to do. So he said, whenever your boss asks you to do anything, say, of course I could do it. Just you mind telling me how, right? Meaning, but the answer is always yes, because those are the people that the boss is always going to like. The people that don't say, well, I never did this before. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can. Then they know that they can't rely on you. But if you say, no, I'm driven. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to figure out how to do it, and I'm going to ask for Eitza on how to do it. So that's who the king. It's always a muscle of a king, but more practical, I guess. So that's who the boss is going to be more trusting of. That's who the boss is going to know that they can rely on. And the Atzel is going to be an afterthought. There's going to be someone that he's not at all interested in giving any responsibility or a promotion to, because this is a person who's always, never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. So, Klolo Sheldaver, the rule is, Ha'atzel Einu Shove Lo Liolam Azeh V'lo Liolam Abba, that laziness is a trait that doesn't benefit you in this world or in the next world. You might think, oh, if I'm lazy in this world, that means, so granted, I'm not going to earn too much Olam Abba, I'm not going to be doing too many mitzvahs, I'm not going to be learning too much Torah, but at least I'll sit pretty, I'll enjoy this world. No, you won't, because you're not going to advance, you're not going to meet your potential. And the truth is, right, psychologists already tell us this, that they've done studies about this, that they obviously there are many Ma'amar Chazal to back this up, but a person's greatest sense of happiness, the greatest sense is when a person is in that sense of flow, right? The sense of flow is when you feel that you're being challenged and that you're rising to the challenge, right? It's like the Nekudas HaBechira point. If let's say you have a job where all day you're just doing data entry, so it's just like 327. So that you want to blow your brains out because like there's no challenge to it. You don't feel like you're good at it. Okay, good. You don't make any mistakes. But like that's a person can't function like that. No one's happy in that kind of a job. When are you happy? When you're being challenged a little bit, and therefore you're being forced to utilize your talents. You're being forced to utilize your intellect. You're being forced to utilize whatever gifts you have, and therefore developing them and strengthening them. That's when a person is in a sense of a flow. That if let's say even like teaching, I love to teach, right? But I used to teach in a day camp when my kids were younger. They put me in. I was teaching fourth graders. I hated it. You know why I hated it? Because I had no chance. I was awful at it. I was terrible at it. So like it was awful. It was like it was torture every day. I'm just like, oh my god, only 32 seconds went by since last time I looked at my watch. You know, like it was torture. Why? Because there's no sense of flow. There's no sense of achievement. There's no sense of accomplishment. If my job were to sit in a room and do nothing all day, it's an easy job, but it's a terrible job, right? The most enjoyable jobs are ones that you feel like you have to use your talents, you have to use your potential. And so an Atzil doesn't get that, because an Atzil is always, again, no matter how low the bar is set, crawls right under it. So, Kimeanu Yadav Lasos Tov, he just doesn't do Tov. Va'amra Chacham, Ha'atzil Shebivnei Adam. The Atzel among people, Shenis Atzel Liknos Avim Chachamim V'Yirei Hashem Yisparach. He'll be too much of an Atzel to connect himself to the right kinds of people. Very often, always, I would say always, we are very much a function of who we hang out with. We become more like the people we hang out with. Since you told me Rav Lapiansky has a podcast, so I was listening. So he discusses choosing a community, which I was very interested in, right? He discusses how to choose a community. And he said, a person's going to come in and say, I know that the values of this community are X, but my values are Y, and that's okay. I'm independent. It's sheker. No one's independent. Everyone is somehow influenced by their surroundings. So a person who's an atzel is never going to be able to connect himself to chachamim and yirei Hashem Yisparach. Those people are looking for a different type of chevra. They're not going to be interested in connecting with him, and he's not going to be interested in connecting with them. And therefore, he's never going to have that positive impact, that powerful, powerful impact that chevra could have on a person. V'yesh yoser atzel. A lot of times people think like chevra is like everything. Chevra is not everything, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Now, obviously, that changes once you get married. Chevra is a lot less important at that point than your wife, right? Because that's who you're with all the time, and that's who your achrayus is to. But that's who's going to have the biggest impact on your life, and she'll have and you'll have the biggest impact on her life. V'yesh yoser atzil mimenu shekal elu hayu biyado v'ibdam. And there is a greater atzel that had all of this and just lost it because of his laziness. Meaning he lost it because he just wasn't up to snuff. He just couldn't keep all of the responsibilities and the friendships that he had been given. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll go and enjoy you to see.
I mean, you mentioned that you had.